Hello and welcome. This is Elvis Lester coming to you from the Mind First Studio. Design Solution Therapy, DST, is an optimal alternative to traditional coaching, therapy, and counseling models. Design Solution Therapy focuses on designing and developing solutions, outcomes to personal and interpersonal issues, and present state conditions towards assisting you and creating and generating desired state conditions for your future. DST holds as a basic premise that people have within them a wealth of resources and the abilities to address and solve life's issues and problems, and to attain or achieve the lifestyle they want to live. That people are design engineers by heart, possessing the creative capacities to design what they want into their life and work and relationships. The DST model presupposes that complex issues or present state conditions don't always require complex solutions. The client and the therapist or coach work together to create solutions which lead to more productive and enhancing patterns of perception, habits, and behaviors, lifestyles. The DST therapist or coach builds on the client's existing strengths, on the system and model that they currently use, and is purposely more active and involved in helping the client design and model and implement solutions. The goal is to assist you in designing specific action plans and steps to help obtain the client's goals and achieve success they deserve in life. Design Solution Therapy is effective in helping clients to identify clearly their vision of success, what we call desired state, and what they can do to achieve it, the sequence of success, or plan of action. People who are motivated to take action and make the necessary changes in patterns of thinking, emoting, and behaving have found it not only a very helpful, but excellent model for achieving their wants and needs, desires and dreams on a daily basis. The model is a totally non-critical approach towards helping clients design solutions, thus its name, to the issues and present state conditions in their life, ensuring that each client is afforded deep respect for the many strengths and desires they do possess as abilities. Our main purpose is to assist in identifying what it is that you really do want and design solutions that will help you to make it happen. That's right, because you can. Using the mind model and the design solution model, created and developed from years of working directly with clients for performance enhancement and life enrichment, you will learn to assist people in designing desired state outcomes and generating success mind first. Success conditioning and sequencing are utilized to accelerate learning and the installation of new learning. That's right. Through the integration of NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, hypnosis, and the neuro-size model, you will be able to create an ecological solution with the client and condition it by sequencing the solution. This allows the client to know more clearly what they are desirous of as to outcomes and what action they can take to generate these desired state conditions in their lives. That's right. the use of neurolinguistic and hypnotic techniques are incorporated for accelerating learning and ease of installation. DST is highly brief and solution-oriented and is considered a meta-therapy. Now, let's move on to a process that I call design solution processing. When a client comes in, we have an opportunity. Through questions and inquiry, we are charged with the honor. That's right, honor of working with the client to help them to identify what it is that they truly do want. And simply put, how they can make it happen, what it is they need to do to get it, what steps they need to take, maybe even what they think and feel and do, or what they say and do and view on the inside to themselves. To this detail, we may need to go. Our job becomes to guide them, to elicit for them, to help them, to be able to find and define these distinctions. So, what I want to do is introduce you to a questioning process that I refer to as design solution processing, a pivotal piece of what makes design solution therapy and coaching powerful. We're going to focus on the positive version of this, which is eliciting desired state conditions with question technique. There's also a version where the client comes in with a quote-unquote problem focus and story, and you'll have questions to lead them through that and to what we call solution land. And what I will do is speak to this design solution process to you as a coach or a therapist. Here we go. The first question: what would you like to experience today? Maybe a positive, a productive, or pleasurable thought or belief, feeling or emotion. It may even be a physical sensation, and likely will, or a response and behavior. Here, what we're attempting to do with this question, what would you like to experience today, is get the client to focus on what it is they want and to help them to bring up or elicit the internal representation, the see, hear, feel, the visual and the auditory and the kinesthetic components, the elements that make up the structure of the formula that they'll require to achieve desired state. So once we get them to have the internal representation, we believe through their imagination and their unconscious abilities, they will be able to bring it to fore and to make it happen. The next question: where and when, how, and with whom would you experience it? And each of these define a distinction. Where, context, mark it out. When, specific time, put it on their timeline. How, this denotes the process, what it is they're going to do or think or feel to make it happen. And who with, who are the players? And we're assuming they will experience it. Next, focus on the desired experience now and describe to me what representation or what pictures, visuals, would best represent this experience right now to you. Once again, this may include their thoughts and beliefs, feelings and emotions, physical sensations, or responses and behaviors. We're amplifying, at this point, the visual, the auditory, and the kinesthetics of the internal representation. And once you have this, just let that client experience what it's like to have it and hold it in mind. And once we do, get the client to take a deep breath and clear and release and allow their body to unwind. Then have the client cue that up again Bring it up bigger and brighter and stronger and see it, hear it, and feel it, what it's like to really have and to hold it, so that they can then reaccess it at will. And then we proceed to the next question. What would be the best part of this for you? Eliciting the driver. What it is they'd see and hear and feel. And amplify that, magnify that with a deep breath and just enhance it, make it bigger and brighter and stronger, feel it more in your body with that deep breath. Yes, that's right. Make it even better. And that's actually the next question. What would make it even better? On to even more amplification. And continue to breathe into that. Feel it in your body. To own it. To really experience it. To have it and to hold it. That's right. And now, focus on the experience again. And tell me, what empowering thought or belief, if any, you'd have about yourself or the experience? What would that be? Good. Now here, we're eliciting supportive beliefs and their languaging of this experience. And that's going to cause them to reiterate, to actually reinforce verbally and cognitively. An optional question here is, what do you think this would mean about you as a person now? What do you think this would mean about you as a person now? And again, you want to elicit an I statement here about themselves. Breathe into it and use every opportunity to focus on the positives of that, to amplify and magnify the kinesthetics, the good feeling they have in their body, but also the emotional, the meta kinesthetics. That's right. So they begin to start feeling good about themselves and their experience. And this leads to what we call a mega state, starting to build upon itself, to amplify and to spin. Next, when you focus on this experience now and the empowering thought or belief you have about yourself and the experience, what emotion comes to mind? What emotion or feeling do you experience even more right now? And here we're eliciting the positive states, control, and drive our behavior, state-dependent behavior, state-dependent learning and memory and perception, communication, behavior. What state we're in will lead to whether or not we have a pleasant experience or an unpleasant one. So it's important here. So I want to add a little bit more detail and scale it from 0 to 5, 0 to positive 5. How pleasurable is this for you right now? And you get that number. And if it comes out to be a 2 or 3 or whatever number it may be, then your goal becomes to move it to a 3 or a 4 or a 5 on the scale. And you ask the question, what could make this even more of a pleasurable feeling or emotion for you now? And you elicit that. And these associations and representations begin to spiral and build. And the client begins to assume the position of having and holding this experience. And now we want to bring it to the physical self and to the body so that they have a somatic and felt sense. What physical sensation or sensations would you have or experience as a result of this? And you let that build. And you look at them with anticipation as if it is definitely happening. They are feeling it. And you elicit the positive kinesthetics even more as we step into the next piece and the next and the next, giving them the experience through the sequence of success from their vision. That's right. And then scale it again to get even more validation to make it true of them. True of you. So on a scale of 0 to 5, how pleasurable is this for you right now? It should be up there a little bit more. 4, 3, 5. And you note it, and you ask again, what could make this even more of a pleasurable sensation for you now? That's right. Feel it. Let it happen. Make it even stronger. And spread that feeling throughout your whole body. That's right. Let it happen. Notice what you do feel. Next question. What physical sensations, if any, are you currently experiencing? Bring it back to the body. The brain is going to work for them and help them to have it in their whole way of being. So they be it to behave, or be it to do it. And this becomes their present state now. That's what we're looking for them to achieve, is to have it and to hold it, to own it right now. Then they begin to believe it is possible for me to go and do this in that situation, possibly. So here you're eliciting the present state kinesthetics that will then be spread throughout the experience or the situation. Next question. What positive or pleasurable or productive response or behavior, actions, could this lead you to in the future? Let me say that again. What positive or pleasurable or productive response or behavior or actions could this lead you to in the future? Now, what are we doing here? We're eliciting positive behavior, positive actions, something they can do. That's within their control. They see and hear and feel it. It's what they want. It's a solution, a mix or blend of thoughts and feelings and doings and viewings. That's right. And we're directionalizing their consciousness towards desired state and well-forming the conditions in their mind. Something that, a lot of times people don't do enough of. Next question. What positive effect could or would this have on you and your life? What positive effect could or would this have on you and your life? That's right. Positive effect and consequences. Sequence together with you thinking and feeling and doing, saying, doing, feeling. This way will produce effects and affect you positively. Next question. What learnings and understandings about yourself or your life would you think you'd achieve from having had this experience? Let me go over that one again. It's really packed. What learnings and understandings about yourself and your life would you think you'd achieve from having had this experience? Now look at that sentence. Hereupon, we're calling learnings and understandings. And now we're asking them to think about themselves and their life. This is a meta move, stepping back as an observer, an onlooker. And would you think thoughts, beliefs, you'd achieve? We're expecting it to happen. From, now notice the time shift, having had, past perfect. That's right. They've had it, this experience. It's had a positive effect. You've learned from it. You understand it. It's improved your life. Here we're identifying positive learnings and giving meaning, assigning values. That's right. Next question. Having added this experience to your life now, what do you think this signifies or means about what you truly value and what you want now more of or find important in your future, in your life? That's really trancy. And it's taken to higher levels into the meta mind. That's a move beyond what most have thought about what they want, and identifies signal value, positive intent and meaning. Let's go that one again. Having added this experience to your life, what do you think this means or signifies about what you value or want now, or what more of them find important in your life in the future? So that moves them on their timeline to now and into the future. And all of this is extending their understandings and learnings and knowings so they can go and do and make it happen in real life. And remember, this is not rhetoric. This is really having an impact upon them, influencing, it's flowing into their brain and body, into their very being, so they can go and do the behavior. Next question. Now, knowing what value or significance this experience holds for you, what symbol, what word, what belief, or thought would anchor this in for you? Allow you to remember the importance of experiencing this. Let's say it all together. Now, knowing what value or significance this experience holds for you, what symbol or word, belief or thought, would anchor this in for you? Allow you to remember the importance of experiencing this. Here, we're anchoring meaning of the experience. And we're anchoring, we're causing to develop a trigger, a symbol. That's right, something they can say to themselves. They can take this with them, whether it's a visual, an auditory, or a kinesthetic anchor. It drives the meaning in and gives them even more ability to call upon this. And I may here even have them make a move physically with their body, with their hands or fingers, or maybe say to themselves something, yes, or whatever the word may mean, peace, or, you know, excitement, or mastery, whatever it may be, then you call it out by name. This will anchor it in even further, help them to remind themselves, to remember, to become a member again in mind. That's right. So that they can go and do and achieve success. Mind first, through conditioning, success conditioning, designing solutions, the mix and blend, and having them go through with neuroscience, having their brain and body and their being and behavior, repeat it, practice it, preempt it, preemptive praxis. Put it together, do it, spin it up, step into it, and come from it. That's what design solution therapy and coaching is all about, to getting the client to do it, to experience it, to feel it, and of course, making it significant so that they remember it when it comes time for them to apply solutions now. Thank you for listening. Design Solution Therapy and Processing. We look forward to hearing from you. This is Elvis Lester coming to you from the Mind First Studio.